Hello and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish peoples. My name is Liz. This is my first episode, but I am a longtime volunteer. I love the radio. I love independent media. I love participating in this beautiful community. And I have a lot of music that I listen to. That I would love to share with you. I have a lot of things to talk about that I'd love to share with you. I don't have a show name yet, but stay tuned. If you have any ideas, reach out to the station, reach out to me, let me know what you think. My name is Liz. I was thinking Liz Listens, or Listen to This. You can think of anything, let me know. I'm always taking suggestions. I'd like to play a few songs for you first off. Sundown by Hannah Jadagu. I love lyrics. I love a good vocalist. I've been really enjoying some indie pop recently, and I've got a few songs leaning slowly into some funky jazz later as well, which I hope that you'll enjoy. So stay tuned for a few songs, and after each section, I'm gonna give you a little brief on what we heard and tell you some life stories. So thank you for tuning in. Here we go. So, how was it? Did you like it? Did I pick some good music? You're tuned in to CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish peoples. You just heard Satisfied by MK Mono, and before that you heard Trigger by Reno McCarthy. I've been needing some positive vibes, positive music recently, you know. I am a student at SFU. It's midterm season. It's also the tail end of my university career, and academia has been hanging over my head for a few years of this perform fast and well and push myself to my burnout. And my worth as a student is measured by how the quality of the work and how fast I can put it out, and how my grades and you know, this piece of paper that I'm going for to get this degree is also going to be my part of my worth, you know, in the economy, in this society. And it's exhausting. And I'm tired, and I need some positive music, you know? And I need some positive vibes, some positive people. Frankly, that's why I've been so involved at CGSF recently. I've been here already for 3 years, but I've just been a volunteer helping other people get their show started, spreading the word about alternative, non-commercial media, independent media. It's a cause that is very close to my heart, and also, everyone here rocks. I love the people here at CGSF, the volunteer journalists, the PR team, the PA team, the music department. Everyone has good music taste there. It's crazy. I am always learning new music at the weekly record club, Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Often goes late. You should come. We often have snacks and we talk about music. And all of the like community events that we do. I personally run an event alongside the Arts and Entertainment Coordinator, Dean. Every third Friday, we do DIY night, and we've got a good set of friends now that come by and make some arts and crafts with us. We make zines. Some people come and put, you know, patches on their punk rock clothes, and we've got painting of various things, and it feels good to make things out of passion for the art and passion for creating something productive, because I want to. And the productivity of finishing it fast and finishing it to a certain grade or level of polish, it's not a thing here in this radio station. We're just happy to be here, and we're happy to be friends, and it's just positive vibes. And I think that's so necessary for my mental health, so necessary for my health overall. Burnout can affect you physically just as much as mentally. And I'm so happy to be here. And you should come too. We're on Burnaby Mountain campus of SFU. We're always taking volunteers. If you swing by, we've got a few people here that would love to see you and tell you all about the station. And even if you just swing by without wanting to volunteer, you can come and hang out and come to these community events that we do. If you've been feeling a bit lonely, and if you've been feeling like you need some collaborative space where you can enjoy some art and make some things that make you happy, or just listen to music that makes you happy and gives back to your passion without the pressure of being productive for some polish or money or grades, come visit CGSF. I've got some more music coming up. I've got two songs by this artist called Coco Rose, coming from Montreal. I love their album name. It's called Cuddle Funk. It's fresh off the playlist as well. It's Canadian. It's FemCon, so we know we've got some good representation in the music here. First song's called Midnight, and the second one's called Ambulance. I'll tell you more about it as well after you listen. So please enjoy.
reste. C'est peine perdue. Plus de retour en arrière, qu'importe la manière. J'ai oublié comment on fait d'habitude en pleine canicule. Tu fais semblant, ne me fais pas patienter, je me suis fait berner. Montre-moi ton idéal. J'ai enfilé ton été, chacune de tes pensées. Approche-toi, tu ne peux plus t'en aller sans que j'en aie assez. J'ai essoufflé les excuses que j'ai données à tous mes retards. Enfin, enfin, enlève-moi ces pantalons impropres à la consommation.
That was Ambulance by Coco Rose, and before that was Midnight by Coco Rose. I've been enjoying them. They're a Canadian band out of Montreal. Quick description is they're creators of groove, formed in 2019, fusing funk and pop with festive rhythms and modern influences. With their first EP in 2022, Coco Rose offers energetic and positive music that uplifts and brings people together. Do we need more of that? We need more positive influences in the world that uplift and bring people together. On the topic of burnout, definitely we need something to uplift people and bring them together and tell each other, hey, I've been through that. I've been feeling that. It always feels better when you have a community of people got your back, right? I want to make some promos for my... for one of my favorite shows here. I've been listening to it. Our public affairs coordinator, Nicole, has started a show, Beats and Eats, Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. She plays excellent music. She chats about her life. She loves to talk about food, good recommendations for food and drinks. I love tuning in for some good positive vibes as well. It's the kind of music that you listen to in February and reminds you of June. And it warms up the soul. It warms up the bones. And some of the food that she talks about, some chutneys, some good stews. Oh, it makes me feel well-fed just listening to it. And the music is amazing. It's the kind of music I want to dance to in the kitchen, you know? Do you guys dance to music in the kitchen? I almost always have music playing when I'm cooking in the kitchen. I used to be a YouTube video in the background while I cook kind of person, you know, video essays. Any video essays appreciators out there? Yes. What kind of video essays do you guys like? I kind of fluctuate between some real educational content, you know, talking about political economy. That's one of my favorite topics that I study for my degree. And I really like philosophy and history that talks about it. I like those video essays. And on the flip side, you know, I'm a huge fan of like the Fallout franchise, so I love videos that go into the lore of Fallout and other Bethesda games, you know, Elder Scrolls games, talking about the history of, you know, Skyrim's gods, and then all sorts of videos talking about the state of the world in less of a political 24-hour news cycle and more of a trends of society and why do we do the things that we do and why do we like the things that we like. I really like fashion, and I've been watching a lot of videos talking about fashion, fashion cycles, why people wear the things that they wear, the waste that the fast fashion industry creates, upcycling fashion. I love creative people that show the creative process of making new clothing. And then I like to take it as inspiration for me. I like to watch lots of arts and crafts too. Not while I'm cooking. That would be dangerous. Got my eyes on the crafts while I'm supposed to be keeping my eyes on the Mac, right? Mac and cheese on the stove. I've been really enjoying some arts and crafts lately as well. Keeps you sane when you've got all sorts of other academic and professional work going on. Sometimes, you know, your mind, you know, you're still into a little bit of productivity. You still want to make something, but oh god, if you have to look at a screen for any minute longer, you know. And then I whip out the crochet needle or some paintbrushes, some paint, you know. I've got another promo for you that I'm gonna play. It's for one of my favorite people at the station. His name is Jacob, and he runs the art show. Please take a listen to this promo.
We are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
The Arts Show is awesome. If you're interested in Vancouver local arts, talking to local artists, and you wanna explore some new stuff that's going on, please tune in. He's got so much good information, so much awesome people that he talks to, awesome music that he plays. Truly a plethora. He is a repository of information about the local arts scene. So again, that's the Arts Show Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. You should tune in. I've got another two songs that I'd love to play for you guys by Sunny. He's from Iceland. I've got two songs by him that I'd love to play for you guys, and I hope that you enjoy it.